Okay. So we're doing audio instead of video.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
So, what's going on? So, do you miss Victor being kind of the bad guy? He seems kind of like he's a little more kind and gentler, Victor, lately.
Sort of. He's getting back to it, though.
Yes, that's good.
Won't be long.
Yeah,
I can hear that. Storyline that they had to tie up. They had to tie up the Sammy and the EJ storyline, so that wasn't anything that I would be involved in. And I always think that when there's a lull, there's going to be a happy ending here, you know. So, yeah, it's just a matter. It's like a roller coaster.
Right.
You're in story or you're not, but you come back to story again. So.
And Melanie's coming back.
Yeah,
that should be good, right, for you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, yes. A family member.
I really love that. Her dad was yesterday visiting, and he came into the makeup room, and he was saying hello to people and everything, and it was like he didn't know certain people, and he came over and he gave me a big hug. He said, "I just watched the scene with you and Molly." And he said, "Just touches my heart." He was so. There's something about the two of you, and there is. There's something about the two of us. That's it. Just like there's something about the two of us.
I have to uphold a tradition in my family, so I have to come up with a good reason for her to kill me.
And you have the
because all my wives have tried.
Yeah, right.
Victor has the best line, I think.
The best.
I just laugh out loud. I mean,
I'm the envy of the cast.
And you deliver them like
nobody else can.
I mean, just.
Is there anyone you haven't worked with yet that you, like, there's some of the newer cast members that you would want to do scenes with, or you kind of...
There's a lot of them, actually, I haven't worked with.
Yeah.
Mostly the kids.
Right,
you know.
Yeah.
But, kind of fun,
so that's some new people there. Yeah. If there was some, if you could play anybody else, who would you play? Any other character on the show? I think everyone would want to be Victor.
Oh, I think Kate. For me, Kate. Because she kind of is that, you know, she gets away with a lot, and she can, you know, she thinks she deserves it. She can do whatever she wants, you know. So I kind of like that. You know, I like that, you know, no boundaries kind of thing where, you know, Maggie has certain values or something. And I think Kate is sort of like, well, if you don't like it, up it, you know, kind of thing. It's kind of fun.
You know?
Oh! That's the character now.
And you have a great, or Victor has a great dynamic with Sonny and Will. I really like that. You know how you're so supportive of him.
Yeah.
I think that's really
neat.
You guys have had some great scenes. The fans really like that.
Yeah.
We liked how they wrapped up Allie's story where Victor ended up kind of saving the day for her and her not going to jail. And
yeah.
That was like so long ago you taped that.
I did that.
We did that a long time ago.
I saved the day.
And it was just on the show yesterday. We're like, that's so weird. We were getting to
you. I know. It's weird for us.
Yeah. Is it harder, though? Because you're trying to kind of keep up with what you're allowed to
say. Well, when somebody asks us what's going on, we don't.
I'm like, I don't know.
I just don't. What did I do 6 months ago, you know? I mean, it's the most difficult job is our wardrobe man because he's trying to buy 6 months ahead and it's not in the stores yet.
Right.
So it's like extremely hard for him. He says, you know, it's like when we were shooting the Christmas show, he said, there's nothing out there for Christmas.
Right.
You know,
in July. Or
there's nothing. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you again.